Now it's Crozell. There's a bit more space in the centre of the field at the moment in this game. And too much space, you might say, for Kidderminster as they come forward here. Now it's Austin. Spreads out Nguatala, left-hand side into the box. Nguatala, nice-looking ball in. Going there it is! And in the end, resistance is broken there. And ball went in the far post there. Somebody had got away from their marker. Not quite sure who the scorer is yet, but it was a decent ball in from Nguatala. And Kidderminster take the lead. And that's going to really alter the way this game is being played. O'Connor, interesting decisions facing the FC Brains Trust, you feel, in the next 10 minutes or so. And that's played forward by Weeks Sanupe now, right-hand side. Can he get a cross in? Again, where is Wisdom? Slight, loose, oh, it's gone in! Now, did that go straight off Sanupe, or was it Ironside got a touch? It's 2-0 now.
I think it's a man called Ironside.
And, well, but honestly, Danny Wisdom is in the left wing-back role, but I tell you, he was 15 yards behind the play there. Sanupe. Yes, well, and FC now really in the mire, 2-0 down. And it's all just slightly danger of falling apart, Swampy.
Again, lost the shape completely. Danny Wisdom nowhere to be seen. I don't think Danny Wisdom's actually been given his role and responsibility to get back. I think he's been told to stay up as far as he can because, again, nowhere to be seen whatsoever there. Looking to the assistant referee for an offside, never going to get one. And that all resulted, actually, if you look back to that goal, McCarthy losing the ball up here in the final third results in a goal on the opposite side. And, well, value for the 2-0, but it's you know, these are tough learning curves for FC United and Manchester.
Now then, Zach Corbett has some defending to do on the halfway line. Can he keep this ball in play? No, he can't. And did he push his player over there? It's a red card. Well, I don't know what he did there. We're one over the other side of the field there, but it looks as though Zach Corbett did something very, very injudicious. Put his hand up there and pushed the man over in probably his cross with himself there. And that's exactly the kind of indiscipline that FC cannot afford at any time, particularly when they're 2-0 down away from home with, just over 20 minutes left.
Well, I've got to say that it didn't look particularly bad in any way, shape or form. The referee's got to give himself a chance to think about that. I mean, he's just run over and just read straight away. He's not spoken to assistant referee. The players, there's nothing wrong with the player. He's played the ball out himself, Corbett, and then bases plays all over him, and he's just put his arm around him.
The thing is, there's not a lot of protestation there from Corbett. He's walked straight off the field.
His second red of the season, and they're our sixth in as a team.
Well, that's right. Because basically there's nothing you can do. You can't shout and scream at the referee because he made his decision. It was far. It was such a quick decision from the referee. They've got to take the time and have a look and speak to the assistant referee, and they say, you were close, what do you reckon? Well, and if they, we'll see that, we can see that possibly on a television replay at some stage, but that did look very innocuous, to be honest. 14 minutes of this second half to go. There's the ball down the right hand side. Fagbola needs to deal with it, being pressurised by Joe Ironside can't do enough, but he cleared the lines, but it's back with him again. The ball whips, is a great ball to the penalty, a free header, free goal. And well, again, FC United static there. The ball was clear, but it was a dreadful clearance. And it was a substitute, I think, wasn't it? George Waring stood about 12 yards out, and he planted the ball to the top left-hand corner. Nothing Alisson can do. Great ball in yet again. Ball right again. Ball chipped in again. FC just got to maybe consolidate. There's an opportunity. Great save from the goalkeeper there. And FC United have just gone to sleep on the edge of the penalty area. Here's another shot comes in. Can they make it four? And they do. And this is, at the moment, this is turning into a little bit of indiscipline from FC United and Manchester. They're all stood rooted to the ground there. And that makes it four for the home team. And poor defending yet again. FC couldn't clear the lines, and they were all static there, James.
Yeah, Kidderminster really getting two or three bites of the cherry every time.